back home, home to the Lone Star State another day. I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, back in the studio after a little bout with you know what. Thanks for listening in tonight. Terry heard me comment on a show about the Americana music genre and asked me what Americana music was. I confess I was a bit stumped about how to describe it, so I went online. The Americana Music Association defines it as contemporary music that incorporates elements of various American root styles, including country, roots rock, folk, bluegrass, R&B, and blues, resulting in a distinctive, roots-oriented sound that lives in a world apart from the pure forms of the genres upon which it may draw. That was entirely too wordy and uses another difficult-to-define term, roots-oriented, which begs even more definitions. Oh, the hell with that. Let's just listen to the songs that have been nominated for Song of the Year by the AMA. Check out the lyrics, and we should have a good feel for it. So we're going to run the gamut of emotions from feeling positive to feeling depressed, anger with some protest songs, some lost love, some found love, and a sweet vision for the future. Let's start off feeling optimistic anyway. Here's Sarah Jarosz. And Come Around.
Just when you start to look away, and I don't know what I should say, I can't distinguish night from day, then you come around. Just when things are looking down and everybody's wearing frowns, the king went and misplaced his crown, but it'll come around. And I don't wanna lose my faith in you. Sometimes I don't have a clue what I've done and what I should do. Are hot and still, the days are long, yet time instills a sense of hope, becoming thrill, and I know it will. Just when life seems like a lost cause, people spinning words into angry flaws, and I don't know who I am or who I was, life comes around. I may be told, I may be wise, I may be bold, but I'll come around. I don't wanna lose my faith in you. Sometimes I don't have a clue what I've done and what I should do. I'll come around.
in there.
That was a bouncy little tune from the Gourds out of Austin, Texas. Country Love from their album Haymaker, released in 2009. Their ninth album from this band that was really, it was around for 19 years or so with a total of 11 albums. They were a huge touring favorite, and people followed them from miles and miles away just to come see them play. And they had an interesting kind of combination of musicians involved in there. It was a good band. Before the Gourds, we heard Wimberley native Sarah Jarosz come around from her album Follow Me Down, released in 2011. She was a child prodigy on mandolin and soon a child prodigy on banjo and guitar and anything else that had to do with strings, I think. Although, on that song, the banjo was courtesy of Bella Fleck. Sarah was on octave mandolin as well as her vocals. Her first album came out when she was still in high school. She's got six albums out now, plus a few with the group I'm With Her. That's Sarah Watkins and Effie O'Donovan. From the AMA, she's received nominations for Emerging Artist of the Year, Instrumentalist of the Year, Song of the Year, which you just heard, Album of the Year, and Duo Group of the Year with I'm With Her. 10 Grammy nominations, 4 wins, and she is the ripe old age of 32. You listen to songs that have been nominated for Song of the Year by the Americana Music Association over the years, all from Texas musicians, and our exploration of what is this Americana genre anyway. I'm your chief researcher, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Well, we're going to go for the positive, optimistic look on life. Sorry about this, but we've all been down sometimes, and thus we can all identify. We're going to lead off with a very funked out Leanne Womack and All the Trouble.
I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. And I just don't want no. The deck is stacked against you. Life's a losing hand. Even when you think you're up, you're right back down again. Either way you play it, the house is gonna win. It's hard being little, it's hard being small. You make it up that mountain, you're standing big and tall. Well, the trouble with the mountain, there's a million ways to fall.
No more, no more, no more. demolition derby. It's the sport of the hunt. Proud tribe and full war dance. It's a slow smile that the bully gives the run. It's the force of inertia. It's the lack of constraint. It's the children out playing in the rock garden, all dialed up in black hats and war paint. And sometimes it feels like bars of steel. I cannot bend with my hands. Ooh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Ooh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. It's the same. Paper eyes. It's the way they rub the luster from what is seen. It's the way we tell ourselves that all these things are normal till we can't remember what we mean. It's the flicker of our flames. It's the friction born of living. It's the way we beat a hot retreat and heave our smoking guns into the river. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. It's the quick step march of history, the vanity of nations. It's the way there'll be no muffled drums to mark the passage of my generation. And it's the children of my children. It's the lambs born in innocence. It's wondering if the good I know will last to be seen by the eyes of the little ones. Oh, sometimes it feels like bars of steel. I cannot bend with my hands. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody told me that I worry too much. Oh, I worry too much. Somebody tell me that I worry too much.
Man, I like that song, and I can relate. That was Buddy Miller with Worry Too Much from his album Universal United House of Prayer, released in 2004. Mark Hurd wrote that song. Nice job. Buddy is among the best musicians I've heard anywhere, and he also has produced albums. He served as executive music producer for the TV series Nashville, responsible for all the musicians who appeared in the show every week. And All Music calls him a roots music renaissance man. There we are with roots music again. His Texas connection is that he came to Austin to play with rockabilly rebel Ray Campy. And there in Austin also, he met his wife Julie while auditioning for her band. And by the way, she said she didn't want him in the band, but others did. He eventually married her, and they played in a band with Sean Colvin when they were in New York City for a while. He's got a huge backstory that is too long to explore further, but boy, everybody loves this guy and wants him to play on their records. Before Buddy, we heard Leanne Womack from Jacksonville, Texas, and All the Trouble from an outstanding album, The Lonely, the Lonesome, and the Gone, released in 2017, and the winner of a Grammy nomination for Best Americana Album in 2018. She started out in country music as a kind of a more gentle Loretta Lynn type, but eventually she's leaned more and more toward Americana, less twang in there. And I've told the story before in the show, but her dad was a DJ, and he often took her to work where he let her select records to play on the air when she was still in high school. That's pretty cool. She later got a degree in country and bluegrass music. She's just quite an excellent songwriter as well as performer. You listen to songs nominated for Americana Song of the Year right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, streaming at thevoiceofvashon.org as well. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay warm during these cold winter months at psc.com/lower.
The Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce creates opportunity for businesses and organizations to prosper while enriching the unique quality of life for every islander. We provide networking, education, and promotional opportunities and produce events like Strawberry Festival, Vashon Halloween, and Winterfest.
All right, thanks to our underwriters. Thanks to those of you who listen in, and thanks a lot to those of you who actually pay some money for that as well. We appreciate that. Well, I said at the top of the show, we're going to run the gamut of emotions. We're working on that. We're from upbeat to funked out, and now we're going to go to the anger part of the show. Some protest songs that ring true, I think, almost any decade over the past century, it seems, as the CEO big money types continue to make more and others don't, and politicians are less than truthful, and so on. Well, we lead off with Rodney Crowell, who is, in 2005, sitting in a bar. And just don't get him started.
It'll jangle your head. The whole situation running way in the red. I said, don't get me started. Our like has not been your ear. Don't get me started. I just want to make one thing clear. I was born in America, and I'm proud of that fact. I wish the rest of the world would get off our back. Slick politicians, man, you've got to admit, seem as crazy as bed bugs, and they don't give one whit about a man on the street with his back to the wall who can't find a quarter for to make a phone call. Meanwhile, back in Washington, champagne will flow. Tell that to a homeless man with nowhere to go. I said, don't get me started. I came into this bar to unwind. Don't get me started. I like is not speak my mind. The rich corporations have turned a deaf ear. They don't care who goes hungry. They made that much clear. You see, the trouble with people is we wanna believe, but they can't turn a profit without tricks up their sleeves. It's the roofers and truckers, the working class suckers, the firemen and teachers, the soldiers and preachers who shoulder the blows. It comes and it
a $6 trillion debt you pay through the nose. I said, don't get me started. I'm a drag when I've had a few drinks. Don't get me started. I don't care what anyone thinks, 'cause it makes me angry. Come to your aid, you might as well face it. There's no money to be made. I had a dream last night. I was Secretary of Defense, and I came to the conclusion war doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but nobody heard me when I tried to rescind it. There were too many people that just didn't want to end it. I said, don't get me started. You never know when I might stop. Don't get me started. We both need to just let this thing drop. Don't get me started. Don't get me started, not now. Don't get me started, 'cause it makes me and your vision,
And you say you sympathize. You look but you don't listen. There's no empathy in your eyes. You make deals and promises, and everybody bows.
Unmistakable voice of Lucinda Williams and East Side of Town from her 2014 album, Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone. Lucinda was born in Louisiana, but she got a career started by playing in clubs in Houston and Austin in the early 2000s, and she just made quite a career and turned into a pretty magnificent star, I guess you'd call her. But she had a stroke in 2020. She's recovered now and released a new album in 2023. Her awards, especially for songwriting, are just enormously huge. We let off that set with Rodney Crowell from Houston and Don't Get Me Started from his 2005 album, The Outsider, an album that is filled with social and political consciousness, and think about what's going on in 2005 as well. It's a string of albums from a string of albums, an autobiographical album called Houston Kid and a philosophical album called Fate's Right Hand. And he did these while writing songs for established country artists to fund his own music and to control it as well, which is really important, of course, to musicians. You listen to songs nominated as Songs of the Year by the Americana Music Association right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. Appreciate that.
Slab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally. The Bouldering Wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at the Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find them on the web at VashonLab.com.
Well, again, thanks to our underwriters and thanks to all our supporters out there in radio land and in streaming land on thevoiceofvashon.org. We really appreciate all your support and all your help. That keeps us on the air, which is rather important to a lot of people, including over 40 producers of this radio station. We started off in a happy place. We went into depression, took a dark turn and a couple of protest songs, and now we're going to go to a different place, a sad place, with Lost Love and a little bit of irony, sarcasm, I don't know what you're going to call it here. Hayes Carl and the song, She Left Me for Jesus.
We've been dating since high school. We never once left this town. We used to go out on the weekends, and we'd drink till we drown. But now she's acting funny, and I don't understand. I think that she's found some other man. if I ever find Jesus, I'm kicking his ass. She showed me a picture. All I could do was stare. I hit that freak in his sandals, oh, with his long curly hair. They must have think that I'm stupid, or I don't have a clue. I bet he's a commie, or even worse yet, a Jew. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect. How could I compare? She says I should find him, and I know peace at last. If I ever find Jesus, I'm kicking his ass. She's given up whiskey and a ticket of wine, while she prays for his troubles, has forgot about mine. I'm gonna get even, I can't handle the shame. Well, last time we made love, she even called out his name. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. Said he's perfect. How could I compare? She says I should find him, and I know peace at last. If I ever find Jesus, I'm a kick in his ass. It could have been Carlos, or even Billy.
Alison Krauss and Robert Plant, Gone, Gone, Gone from their multi-award-winning album, Raising Sand, released in 2007. Everly Brothers wrote that song, and they recorded back in 1964, just as the British invasion was happening. I think Krauss and Plant's version, which was produced by T-Bone Burnett, of course, doesn't really sound anything like the original, but it's got a nice little sound to it. And for those listeners who are relatively new to Boogie Back, Robert Plant is a Texas musician because he lived part-time in Austin for a few years when he and Patty Griffin were a couple. Before Robert and Allison, we heard Hayes Carl and She Left Me for Jesus from his album Trouble in Mind, released in 2008. Hayes was born in Houston, and after college, he bounced between Houston and Galveston and Austin. He's won a few Americana awards as well as a Grammy nomination, 8 albums out. If you listen to a lot of his music, you'll hear kind of a blending of swaggering rock and roll with some country-esque storytelling, as we heard there, and a bit of introspection, not necessarily on that song. We need to hear more of Hayes Carl in the future. Well, the sad songs on tonight's edition of Boogie Back are over, and we get to turn to happy love songs, or at least a dream of a happy love. Here is Tiff Merritt and Good Hearted Man.
Swore that I was living free. Oh, you couldn't talk to me. And the pride that kept me. Train, feeling lost and running late. Well, he held the car, he gave his seat to me, and I can't find nothing feels so fine as loving a good heart. I was crazy and impossible that my child. And I can't
your lips on mine. Smooth like silk and sweet like wine. I never had another kiss taste like that. You're the best lover that I ever had. You're the best lover that I ever had. You're the best lover that I ever had.
You're the best lover that I ever had, from his 2015 album Terraplane. And after being married 8 times, twice the same woman, somebody got quite a compliment in that song. Steve was born in Virginia, but he was raised near San Antonio. He was quite the rebel, running away from home, dropping out of school, traveling the states, settling in Houston for a few years with an uncle that was 2 or 3 years older than him. So what could go wrong with that? Over the years, he's got 27 albums, by my count anyway, and he finally stopped his substance abuse problem after a whole bunch of tries. And along the way, he has written and performed some great songs, running the gamut from bluegrass to rock and roll. And lately, he's done quite a few dedications albums as well, one for Guy Clark and one for Jerry Jeff Walker and a couple others. Before Steve, we heard Tiff Merritt, born in Houston and raised in North Carolina. Her albums in the early 2000s earned accolades and the AMA nominations and a Grammy nomination and critical praise, but she never really took off beyond the North Carolina roots music scene. Her 7th and last album came out in 2017, and according to her website, she's got a Substack called The Spark, where she collects interviews with artists about process and integrity. Sounds interesting. Listen to Book It Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, streaming at thevoiceofvashon.org, where we have been listening to tunes nominated for Songs of the Year by the Americana Music Association. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, having a blast picking and playing these songs for you and trying to understand what the Americana music genre is all about. We're going to go out the door with another positive vibe, this one a vision from a highly, highly talented supergroup, the Highwaymen, Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby, and Texans Maren Morris and Amanda Shires. And the group was started by Amanda Shires. She noticed how few women were being played on country radio, and they wanted to change that and make some noise about it. Hope that's happening. But in the meantime, we've got a group just making some great music. Here are the Highwaymen with Crowded Table.
You can hold my hand when you need to let go. I can be a mountain when you're feeling valley low. I can be a street light showing you the way home. You can hold my hand when you need to let go.
Highwaymen, Natalie Hemby, Maren Morris, Amanda Shires, and Brandi Carlile, Crowded Table, from their album, The Highwaymen. Great album. You've been listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight, and we will see you next week.